Welcome to Psych Revise, the podcast that gets you exam ready, one topic at a time. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and frequently examined studies in the OCR A-level psychology specification, Kohlberg's 1968 paper, The Child as a Moral Philosopher. Whether you're revising for your AS mocks or pushing for that A-star in your A-level exams, this episode is going to give you everything you need. We'll cover the core theory, the methodology, the key findings, and, crucially, how to write about this study in a way that earns you marks. So grab your notes, because here we go. Let's start with the big picture. Why does Kohlberg matter? Well, before Kohlberg, the dominant view of moral development came from Piaget, who suggested that children move through two broad stages of moral thinking. Kohlberg took that foundation and built something far more detailed and ambitious. He proposed that moral reasoning, not moral behavior, but the thinking behind moral decisions, develops through three distinct levels, each containing two stages, giving us six stages in total. And crucially, he argued that this progression is universal. It doesn't matter whether you're a child in Chicago, Taipei, or Mexico City. The sequence of development is the same. That claim of universality is both the theory's greatest strength and its most contested point, and examiners absolutely love asking you to evaluate it. Now let's get into the core content. The three levels are level 1, pre-conventional, level 2, conventional, and level 3, post-conventional. A really common mistake candidates make is confusing levels with stages. There are three levels and six stages. Get that wrong in an exam and you'll lose easy marks. Let me give you a memory hook. Think three floors, six rooms. Three levels are the floors of a building, and each floor has two rooms, the two stages within that level. Level 1. Pre-conventional. This is typical of young children, roughly ages 3 to 9, though Kohlberg was careful to say age is not the defining factor. It's the reasoning that matters. Stage 1 is obedience and punishment orientation. At this stage, a child avoids doing wrong because they fear punishment. The classic Heinz dilemma response at stage 1 sounds like, Heinz shouldn't steal the drug because he'll get put in prison. Notice, the reasoning is entirely about consequences to the self. Stage 2 is individualism in exchange. Here, right behavior is whatever serves your own interests, though there's a recognition that other people have interests too. A stage 2 response might be, Heinz should steal it because he wants his wife to live, and she'd do the same for him. It's transactional. I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine. Level 2, conventional. This is where most adolescents and adults operate. Stage 3 is good interpersonal relationships, sometimes called the good boy, good girl orientation. Moral reasoning is about living up to social expectations and being seen as a good person. A stage 3 response, Heinz should steal it because a good husband would do anything to save his wife. People would think badly of him if he didn't. Stage 4 is maintaining the social order. The focus shifts from pleasing individuals to upholding laws and social rules. A stage 4 response, Heinz shouldn't steal the drug because stealing is against the law. If everyone broke laws when they felt like it, society would fall apart. This is law and order thinking. Level 3, post-conventional. This is where moral reasoning becomes truly abstract and principled, and Kohlberg found that relatively few people consistently reach this level. Stage 5 is social contract and individual rights. Here, the person understands that laws are social contracts, useful agreements that can be changed if they don't serve the greater good. A stage 5 response. The law against stealing is generally right. But in this extreme case, the value of a human life outweighs the property rights of the druggist. The law should be changed to prevent such situations. And stage 6, universal ethical principles. This is the highest stage, guided by self-chosen abstract principles of justice, equality, and human dignity. A stage 6 response, every human being has an inherent right to life. That right supersedes any law or social convention. Heinz must steal the drug because to do otherwise would be to violate a universal moral principle. Kohlberg himself acknowledged that stage 6 is rare and theoretical. He struggled to find consistent examples of it in his data. Now let's talk methodology, because this is where a lot of the evaluation marks live. Kohlberg began his study in 1958 with an initial sample of 72 boys aged 10 to 16 recruited from Chicago, USA. He then followed them up every 3 years for 12 years, making this a longitudinal study. He also conducted cross-cultural comparisons, extending his research to Taiwan, Mexico, and Turkey. This is a crucial detail that many candidates miss. The study is often described as being only on American boys, but that's inaccurate. The cross-cultural data is right there in the 1968 paper. The method used was semi-structured interviews, presenting participants with a series of hypothetical moral dilemmas, the most famous being the Heinz dilemma. And here's the key methodological point. Kohlberg was not interested in whether participants said Heinz should or shouldn't steal. He was interested in the reasoning, the why. That's what determined which stage a participant was at. Now, for exam tips and common mistakes, this is where we really earn marks. First, the most common error: describing the Heinz dilemma story in detail instead of discussing the findings. If a question asks you to describe Kohlberg's findings or conclusions, do not spend 3 sentences explaining who Heinz is. Briefly, reference the dilemma as the stimulus, then move straight to what the responses revealed about moral reasoning stages. Second mistake, saying the study only used American boys. Always mention the cross-cultural element: Taiwan, Mexico, Turkey. Third mistake, confusing stages and levels. Remember, 3 floors, 6 rooms. For evaluation, use the GRAVE acronym as a framework: generalizability, reliability, application, validity, and ethics. But for Kohlberg specifically, prioritize validity and ethnocentrism. On validity, the use of hypothetical dilemmas is a major limitation. Would people reason the same way when facing a real moral decision? Research suggests that moral reasoning in hypothetical scenarios doesn't always predict real-world moral behavior. This is an ecological validity issue. The artificial nature of the task may not reflect genuine moral thinking. On ethnocentrism, Kohlberg's stage framework was developed using Western, individualistic moral values. Stages 5 and 6 particularly reflect a liberal, rights-based conception of morality that may not translate to collectivist cultures. Lee et al.'s 1997 study is your key comparison here. They found that Chinese children rated pro-social lies more positively than Canadian children, suggesting that moral judgments are culturally specific, directly challenging Kohlberg's universality claim. On androcentric bias, the original sample was all male. Gilligan argued that Kohlberg's framework reflects a male-oriented ethics of justice and fails to capture the female-oriented ethics of care. This is a beta bias. The differences between male and female moral reasoning are minimized by applying a male-derived framework to everyone. On reliability, the semi-structured interview format means that scoring responses against stage criteria involves subjective judgment. Different researchers might classify the same response differently, reducing inter-rater reliability. Now for our quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. How many levels are in Kohlberg's theory? The answer is 3: pre-conventional, conventional, and post-conventional. Question 2. What was the initial sample size and demographic in Kohlberg's 1968 study? 72 boys aged 10 to 16 from Chicago, USA. Question 3. What does Kohlberg measure? The decision or the reasoning? The reasoning. It's the structure of moral thinking, not the content of the decision, that determines the stage. Question 4. Name the 3 countries used in the cross-cultural comparison: Taiwan, Mexico, and Turkey, plus the USA as the original sample. Question 5. What is the key methodological criticism regarding ecological validity? The use of hypothetical dilemmas means the findings may not reflect real-world moral reasoning or behavior. Question 6. Which contemporary study is used to challenge Kohlberg's universality claim? Lee et al., 1997, who found cultural differences in children's moral judgments about lying. Let's bring it all together. Kohlberg's 1968 study is a landmark in developmental psychology. His constructivist theory, the idea that moral reasoning is actively built through cognitive development and social experience, gave us a detailed, testable framework for understanding how humans develop ethical thinking. The 3 levels and 6 stages, the longitudinal methodology, the cross-cultural comparisons, and the focus on reasoning rather than behavior are all essential knowledge for your OCR exam. When evaluating, lead with validity and ethnocentrism, reference Lee et al. For your contemporary comparison, and always support your points with specific detail: stage names, sample sizes, cross-cultural countries. Remember, examiners award marks for precision, not vagueness. The more specific you are, the more marks you earn. That's it for today's episode of Psych Revise. Good luck with your revision. And remember, understanding the why behind moral reasoning is exactly what Kohlberg spent his career studying. Make sure you can explain the why in your exam answers too. See you next time.